So next one is David, D-A-V-I-D. Berryhill, B-E-R-R-Y-H-I-L-L. He was born 10/16/1952. He's a 74-year-old gentleman, currently in hospice with senile degeneration of the brain. He used to work for a lease equipment company, his caretaker tells me. Mr. Berryhill has become quite confused recently, decreased appetite, increased shortness of breath at rest. Mr. Berryhill is in his second benefit period from 11/9/2025 to 2/6/2026. He was seen for hospice face-to-face evaluation, which furthermore would be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient's Otrusat was at 95%, pulse was 72, respirations 18, blood pressure 114/64, period. The caretaker tells me that he clearly has lost weight, but they haven't been able to weigh him. Patient has protein, calorie, malnutrition. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. His MAC has dropped down to 24.5, consistent with weight loss and protein, calorie, malnutrition. His other comorbidities, by the way, include insomnia, hypertension, dementia, and major depression. He's more confused. He has severe weakness. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. Very unsteady gait, incontinent bowel and bladder, ADL dependent. His current PPA score is at 40%. His FASD score is at 7A. He's oriented to person and sometimes place, from what the caregiver tells me. Sometimes he refuses to eat and must be fed because of his confusion. He did have an extensive history of HGOH and tobacco abuse, but he's quit doing that for years now. He said something about his incontinence. His appetite is poor. He's consuming by 30 to 40% of his meals. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.